A few years later in the 1970s, the rainbow flag became a symbol of gay pride. It was designed by a San Francisco artist named Gilbert Baker. Recently, the Federal Reserve Bank in Richmond, Virginia, of all institutions, in all places, decided to honor Gay Pride Month by flying the rainbow on its flagpole just below Old Glory. And, not surprisingly, they got a lot of angry responses. The flag is an emotional touch point for a lot of Americans. But we got to wondering here at Studio 360 whether that rainbow is just a little too 1970s. So we asked our listeners whether another kind of design might better represent the gay community in the 21st century.
It should be a symbol of love, maybe two hands together or...
something that was like more shocking or more memorable, perhaps.
Marching penises.
You could also do the complete opposite, which would be a very strong, simple, iconic black and white symbol.
Let me know if you change it, though, because I don't want to hang out the wrong flag.
A lot of people we heard from were unhappy that we even opened up this question. One of them posted comments under the name Chill House.
My name's Krista Hillhouse. I'm an artist and a musician.
Turns out Chill House is an actual rock star. Krista Hillhouse used to play bass for the band Four Non Blondes. And she read her letter for the air.
The flag doesn't need to be redesigned because it's not a new symbol that we should be looking for. It's new leadership. Redesigning the gay flag is completely irrelevant to our continuing struggle for equal rights. Nothing could come close to our current flag in its ability to represent such a large and diverse group of people all over the world. It's sacred. People have literally died for openly displaying it. Its 30-year history should be respected, and it should be left alone.
But other people supported what we thought was our good-natured, pro-gay attempt to rethink the flag.
I personally am not a huge fan of it. I'm gay, and I can say that without being, you know, you can throw You can throw whatever stones at me you want, but it's, you know, not my, it's never been my most favorite symbol.
Mark Randall is the lead designer at the design and marketing firm World Studio here in New York City.
One is...
We asked Mark and his team to work on some redesign ideas.
The rainbow flag. What can we do that it's still the rainbow flag, but just works better? You know,
how do you and work? After they did their work, Mark came here to Studio 360 to present World Studio's ideas for making over the flag.
The rainbow has too many other connotations, and just from a pure branding standpoint, there are too many other people that use basically the same imagery. So we've got the Rainbow Coalition that tried to co-opt it. You know, the Incas a long time ago had a similar rainbow flag.
What's the first step? What's the first thing you do to try to figure out a job like this?
Well, a job like this is like a dream job that probably no one will really ever get. But
until the gay government asks you to do this.
And it's a bit of a solemn task. I mean, we took this project very seriously. We didn't want to be glib about it.
Kind of very seriously. Mark brought in 8 different designs. And you can follow along and see all the ones he's referring to at studio360.org.
You know, we'll sort of start this process by looking at just these modifications of the rainbow flag. So the first one we did is really the closest to the rainbow flag. It's maintaining the horizontal stripes, but just making them a little bit more bold and contemporary by putting a white border around them.
It already looks 10 times better to me.
Right. It keeps it the rainbow flag, but it separates it from all the copycats out there, of the other organizations that claim the rainbow flag as their image. Just to float these color bars within this white field makes it much more graphic, much more bold, much more distinctive.
Definitely.
So that's number one.
Mark's next idea was a single strip of different colored squares on a white background. There's something slightly like a modern medical test about it.
Right. It might look a little bit too much like Centrum Vitamins. You know, there's those Centrum Vitamins.
Yeah.
So it's maybe not one of my favorites, but we thought we'd show it. Because a lot of this is about process and exploring. And, you know, when we really present to our clients, they might respond to something that we hadn't thought of that would push the idea to a new level.
Right.
When we start a job, we come up with a list of keywords. And we always refer to these words when we're designing something because this is really the core of what we're trying to communicate.
So I had a list of keywords.
Oh, yes, keywords. We love keywords.
And throw some out there if you think of your own.
Well, Tom, you would add fabulous.
Well, yeah, that's that thing of the uniqueness. And, uh-huh.
And
but isn't that a separating word in a way?
Well, yeah.
Well, but that's what I find very interesting.
So the next one, we've got a field of white with a beautiful, perfect, a nice round O, but it's all made up of a gradation of beautiful rainbow colors. I think this is actually a really powerful symbol. The circle is one of the oldest symbols, and it's resonant with every culture on Earth. You know, it talks about unity. It talks about individuality.
Well, and also because you have the blurring gradations between each of the colors, that seems somehow more apt.
Yes. When white light gets refracted into a rainbow, it doesn't get refracted into these perfect stripes. There's a blurring and a blending, which I think is a really important metaphor for this type of a flag. So let's move on to images. So kind of jettisoning the idea of the rainbow and just start talking about this idea of symbols. And one of the things, you know, that we looked at was this idea of color, because color is a symbol. You know, we thought that pink and lavender were just a little soft. You know, they weren't as aggressive and out there and loud as we felt the color should be. So what we came up with a color we call shock, which is, you know, and because it's the gay community, we just had to name our color. It just couldn't be, it just couldn't be a color.
Pantone number.
Right. Well, it does have a Pantone.
It's as rich as a pink can be and still be pink.
Right. And it's actually really what's known as, it's like a magenta or like a shocking pink.
The rainbow colors.
There are no pink flags, really.
This is a really great page. These are the colors of all of these different flags.
Oh, that's interesting.
So here's the colors that are used, and here's this wonderful... And you're right, and
there's
I noticed
no
that,
pink.
Too. There's no pink.
It's already existing in the community and ownable and
have,
recognizable.
Right, this pink. Is it. I think when you don't see it on all of the other flags, like, what a great opportunity.
Yes.
To take pink before someone
So what we decided to do was propose this idea where you just co-opt every flag that's ever made, and you just print it in our color shock, in our magenta. So, and especially flags that are from groups that are typically homophobic.
Yeah, so you have the big Old Glory all in pink, but then a highly provocative one that I think people would love to wear, if depending on where they live, perhaps, the Confederate flag.
Right, and then we have the flag of Iran, a Christian flag, the Olympics. And anybody can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it says that I'm part of this culture, but I'm also gay.
Right. It's interesting seeing in this scheme you can either, as you said, choose the magenta background or this rainbow background. But just seeing the plain rainbow background, not the way the flag is today, but with the gradual gradations, That just by itself improves thing in my mind.
Yes, it's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah.
No offense to Mr. Baker, because, you know, we know that flag came out of true passion, blood, sweat, and tears. And it's about, you know, looking at ourselves and imagining what we could be. Or, you know, oftentimes, even with our clients, we'll do exercises where we'll do an exercise and they'll realize, like, you know, we're kind of okay right where we are.
Yeah.
And that's really valuable, too.
Would you be pleased if one of these actually got traction and virally was adopted by people and groups around the country and world?
Oh, we would be ecstatic. It would be like a dream come true.
And if people love it, I guess this is entirely open source.
Yes.
They can just use it.
Absolutely. It's a completely open source idea. Yes.
Great. Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're glad to have done it. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, it was a pleasure for us. You can see the new gay flag and signage that World Studio designed for us, as well as all the flags designed by listeners, at studio360.org. As for our listener, Krista Hillhouse, she shared another opinion with us.
What we need is an anthem. We don't need another flag, we need an anthem.
What do you think the anthem should be?
What's up? What else? I'm a little biased. And we were all dykes, man, you know. We're on blondes, bunch of lesbians. Hello.